listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Stadium in Amber Riddle Field on the campus of Rowan County Senior High School in Moorhead. It's time for high school softball semifinal game in the Class 2A Championship Sectional 6 tournament. And it's between the Rowan County Lady Vikings, 12-3 overall under Coach Caitlin Muncy, against the Greenup County Lady Musketeers, 10-2 under Coach Jacqueline Holmes. Well, the umpires wasn't sure when they were going to arrive. They are here now, so we'll go ahead and get the lineups before we take our first break. For Greenup County, leading off and playing right field will be freshman Adrian Wells. Layla Matthews, a sophomore, will play third base and bat second. Hitting third will be senior shortstop Skylar Lawrence. In the cleanup spot, the catcher, sophomore Maddie Steele. Hitting in the fifth spot will be freshman first baseman Addie Branham. Hitting sixth, pitching, freshman Josie Kegley. Hitting in the seventh spot, senior designated player Kennedy McCoy. Hitting eighth and playing second base will be eighth grader Charlie Grayson. Hitting ninth, playing left field, junior Madison Ross. And in the flex spot, junior center fielder Haley Hall. So it's Wells, Matthews, and Lawrence, Steele, Branham, and Kegley, McCoy, Grayson, and Ross, and Hall as the flex. For Rowan County, leading off at shortstop will be junior Diamond Wills. Hitting second will be junior second baseman Melena Hamm. Batting third, the sophomore catcher Lauren Eastham. Hitting in the cleanup spot will be freshman center fielder Brinley Walker. The fifth place hitter and pitcher will be sophomore Trinity Lambert. Hitting sixth, playing first base, will be sophomore Cassie Perkins. The seventh place hitter and third baseman is freshman Keely Littleton. Hitting in the eighth spot will be sophomore left fielder Riley Howard. And hitting in the ninth spot will be sophomore right fielder Michaela Hughes. So it's Wills, Melena Hamm and Eastham, Walker, Lambert and Perkins, Littleton, Howard and Hughes for the Rowan County Lady Vikings. Greenup County, the latest records and numbers from the 16th region, is the top team in RPI. And they are, again, 10-2. They have won 9 in a row. They opened the season with a loss to Lawrence County. They beat Fleming County 21-4 and then lost to Johnson Central. They have since beat Raceland, Garrett County, Scott High, Bourbon County, Williamsburg, Lynn Camp, Atherton, Independence out of Ohio, and Ashland Blazer, and then Lincoln County in their last game. That one was a 26-8 thrashing of Lincoln County. Rowan County opened with a loss to Raceland, beat Bryan Station, Menifee County, Boyd County, Woodford County, Ryle, Fleming County, Estill County, and Tates Creek before losing back-to-back games with Breathitt County and Western Brown out of Mount Orb, Ohio. And the four games in a row have been Edgewood out of Trenton, Ohio, Union County, Bullet East, and Dixie Heights. We're scheduled to play yesterday against Notre Dame out of Portsmouth, Ohio, in the Tri-State Showcase, but, of course, the rain kept just about anything and everything happening in those days. The pitcher for Greenup County, Josie Kegley, will be making her seventh appearance and fifth start in 35 and two-thirds innings pitched. She's given up only 13 hits, 8 runs, 5 earned, 6 walks, 57 strikeouts, and she's 6-0 with a 0.98 earned run average. For Round County, Trinity Lambert will be making her 11th appearance and 8th start. She's pitched 54 innings, giving up 37 hits, 23 runs, 17 earned, 24 walks, and 55 strikeouts. She's 4-3 with 2 saves and a 2.20 earned run average. Want more? That's tough enough to break all the rules without sacrificing anything. Want performance and unbeatable value? Bad Boy Mowers have the power, simplicity, and comfort you demand, and it's that time of year. You deserve a Bad Boy. Available at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg, and online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude. The winner of this game will play either Bath County or Powell County in the finals of the 2A section and would advance on to the 2A tournament this next weekend, the 19th and 20th, in Owensboro. The softball 2A tournament is a double elimination kind, unlike the baseball. In the baseball, which Round County has been eliminated from, is a single elimination. This should be a good one. Greenup County hits the ball very, very well. As a team, they're hitting 395. Round County as a team hitting 352. Round County has the better ERA overall. Round County in the home green uniforms with white lettering and white numbers. Black uniforms for Greenup County. We'll be back with the start of this one after this on WIVY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, stepping in to lead it off for Greenup County will be Adrian Wells, a freshman right fielder. Wells hitting 361 with 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. And the first pitch is out of the strike zone for ball one. As we get underway, about 7 minutes early. Next pitch is right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Defensively for Round County, Howard's in left, Walker in center, Hughes in right. Perkins, Melanahan, Wills, and Littleton, first to third in the infield. Easton's the catcher, and the pitcher is Trinity Lambert, who's ahead on the count now, a ball two strikes after Wells fouled one off to the right. Beautiful sunny day. The wind is blowing from the left field corner to the right field corner in this 200-foot symmetrical field. 1-2 the pitch. And it hit her. Right in on the arm. And on first base is Adrian Wells. And that's about the last thing you want to do, but put runners on base with the next few hitters for Greenup County coming up. The Greenup County, 24 of 28 in stolen bases. That's not a huge number, but Wells is 3 of 4. She's over at first base. Matthew steps in, takes the pitch off the plate for ball one. Snap throw down to first is not in time. Matthew's hitting 486 with four doubles, a homer, 16 runs scored. Here's the pitch. Check swing on an off-speed pitch. It's upstairs. And two balls and no strikes to Matthews. Go pitch. Swings through a rise ball for strike one. Hitter couldn't get the hands high enough to handle that one. 2-1 the count now. Skyler Lawrence, senior shortstop on deck. Breaking balls wide. Three balls and a strike. Lambert ready with the 3-1. He deals. Strike on the outside corner about belt high. And the count goes full. Keep an eye over at first base on Wells. See if she might take off here on a 3-2 count, even though there's no one out. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air, left side of the infield, foul ground. Going over is Littleton, makes the catch. And there's one down. The runner was not going from first, by the way. And that'll bring up Skyler Lawrence, the shortstop. Lawrence hitting 538 with two doubles, six homers, 22 runs batted in. Lambert's pitch, breaking balls wide. 1-0 the count. That pitch acts like a cutter or a slider, if you're familiar with that. It's a pretty firm pitch, but it snapped off the outside corner of the plate. That's in at the knees for a strike. And off speed pitch, Lawrence took it, and it's 1-1. One pitch, outside, two balls and a strike. Lambert ready with the 2-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch, had her way out in front, swung on and missed, and the count goes two balls and two strikes. Lambert gets the sign and comes with the break-even pitch. Hit in the air to second baseman Ham. She comes in, makes the catch on the run. An off-speed pitch, and again, had her off stride, did Lambert. And Lawrence pops out for the second out. Maddie Steele, the catcher, will come up. Steele hitting 462 with eight doubles, two triples, three homers, 21 runs batted in. Pitch to Steele, swung on and missed, threw a fastball by her, and it's 0-1. Lambert ready with the 0-1. Bounces it up there. Nice job by Easton to keep it in front of her. The runner, Wells, stays at first base, and it's one ball, one strike, the count. Comes 1-1 pitch. Tried to check her swing, but couldn't, went around on a breaking ball. And it's a ball, two strikes. Two pitch. Got out in front of her on a straight change and strikes her out. And after hitting the leadoff batter, Lambert pitches around the issue. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. After one half inning of play, it's Greenup County nothing, Round County coming to bat.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Baseball Vikings lost earlier today to Scott High, and I think they are getting about ready to play Raceland. It's a three-team round robin here today over on the baseball field. In case you're not here and haven't seen it, beyond the right field fence of softball is the new baseball complex with the turf infield. Ram County will send up Diamond Wills, Melena Hamm, and Lauren Eastham here in the bottom half of the first inning. Wills hitting 436 with two doubles, 17 runs scored. She's 19 of 21 in stolen bases this season. Defensively for Greenup, left to right in the outfield is Ross, Hall, and Wells. Branham's at first, Grayson at second, Lawrence at short, Matthew at third, Kegley pitching, and Steele in the circle. Steele's the catcher. Pitch to Wills is on the outside corner for a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Bunts it foul off to the right. Catcher Steele tried to get over to make a play on it in foul ground, but not able to catch it. And it's no balls and two strikes. Comes the 0-2 pitch. Hit foul back over us and out of play. Three pitches from Kegley, and she has sort of piped all three of them right down the heart of the plate. The 0-2 pitch. Took a little off that one, but it sailed high and away. One ball and two strikes. Two pitch. Misses low and away. From air vantage point, right behind home plate in the press box, that one came right down the chalk of the left-hand hitter's batter's box. Break-even pitch. Line to right field. Coming on is right fielder Wells, and she makes a diving catch. Sort of bobbled it in her glove, but she was able to hang on to it. And there's one down. That'll bring up left-hand hitting, Melena Hamm. Hitting 340, a double and a triple. 13 runs scored. Fouls that one back to the screen on a left-handed slap attempt. And it's 0-1. Third baseman Matthews in tight. Actually, probably 7 or 8 steps in front of the bag at third. The 0-1 pitch. Line foul. Low bridge down the third base coaching box for Caitlin Muncy. Kegley has yet to throw a ball in this one. And here comes an 0-2 pitch. Lined off the glove of the third baseman, and that's going to be a base hit. I'm not the official scorer, but I would probably, in this game, call that a base hit. It was hit so hard off the glove of the third baseman. Hands on it first. Molina is 4 of 6 stolen bases this season, and that'll bring up Lauren Eastham. Lauren hitting .380 with 2 doubles, 3 homers, and 22 runs batted in. Here's the pitch. Yeah, Kegley's finally thrown a ball, but she got a call strike on it anyway. The pitch was way outside. 1-0 the count. Eastham hits it in the air, shallow right field. And it's caught by the right fielder. Had a little contact between Wells, the right fielder, Grayson, the second baseman, but the right fielder is able to hang on. 2 down. That'll bring up Brindley Walker. Walker hitting .419, 2 doubles, 3 triples, a homer, and 14 runs batted in. The pitch. It's deep to right center field. That ball is off the wall. Here comes Ham. Are they going to send her? They are going to send her. Here comes a throw to the plate. And it's a go. They're going to call her out. And that is an unhappy Caitlin Muncy out there. Now, looks like we may have a conversation between the umpires. We'll keep it right here. There's not much doubt about it. There was no avenue to the plate for the Round County runner. We'll see what the call is going to be. And they're still conversing out between the circle and the baseline between second and third. She did block before the ball got there, then fumbled the ball after that. But if these guys have to discuss this, kind of worry about how prepared they are to be umpires. Conversation still going, and we'll take a break just as soon as they make up their mind if the out stands. If they outstand, it's going to be no runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Lady Vikings. And they just call the out. And at the end of one inning of play, Round County nothing, Greenup County nothing. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Had a bit of a collision at the plate between the runner and the catcher. The umpires stood with their first call. It was out. The ball got away from the catcher, but the runner could not get up. The catcher was on top of her. She got the ball back and made a tag. So the number five hitter leads it off for Greenup County. That is Addie Branham, the first baseman. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Branham hitting 394. Kegley will be up next, and then McCoy in the green lineup. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. And it's no balls and two strikes. That was an off-speed breaking pitch, and Branham way out in front. You have two pitch. Hit foul. Coming back is Eastham. And it will hit the screen. She can't make the play. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Up high. The ball, two strikes. One, two pitch. Hit in the air, shallow center field. Coming on is Walker, going out is Wills, and neither one can get to it. Texas League single there for Brown. First hit of the game for Greenup County. That'll bring up Josie Kegley, the pitcher. Kegley hitting 346. A triple, a homer, and nine runs batted in. Pitch, Jones Bunt takes the pitch over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Second inning in a row that Greenup County has had the leadoff hitter on. Wells was hit to lead off the game, but Brown County's Lambert able to pitch around it. The 0-1 pitch. Throw down and goes into right field. Throw back in. I have to score that an error on the catcher. It was late giving the signal. The pitcher's right down the heart of the plate, but finally he does say that's no balls and two strikes. Runner at third, nobody out. Swung on and missed, a strikeout of Kegley. Second strikeout. Kennedy McCoy, the designated player, will come up. Hitting 286. Out in front of it, swung on and missed. The 0-2 pitch bounces up there, blocked by Eastham. And it's 1-1. Swung on and missed. This 1-2. On the play, the error that allowed the runner to go to third, had the throw been on target, they were going to get the runner at first. Hammonds was covering behind the first baseman. One, two pitch. Hitting into left field deep, making the pitch is Riley Howard. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it is not in time. Sacrifice fly by Kennedy McCoy, plates the first run of the game. 1-0 Greenup County, and Charlie Grayson, the second baseman, will come up. This is a good pitch by Lambert. She had got the ball out on the end of the bat, but still went far enough in left field for the sacrifice fly to work. Here's a foul back off to the right and out of play. 0-1 the count. One pitch, hit in the air, foul. Over to the left and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Sure, some folks put in some hard work on this field this morning after the heavy, heavy rains we had yesterday and even overnight. It's in great shape right now. The 0-2 pitch. Out in front of an off-speed pitch, but able to get a little bit of contact was Grayson. The count remains a ball, two strikes. Grayson, the number 8 hitter in the Greenup County order. Oh, 2 pitch. Swung on and missed, an off-speed pitch, and that retires the side. But one run on one hit. There was one error and no one left on base. After 1.5, it's Greenup County 1, Round County nothing.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Randy Lambert leads it off for Round County here in the second. He takes a pitch, letter high for a strike. Lambert, Perkins, and Littleton for Round County. Lambert hitting 305 with 5 homers. The 0-1 pitch. Downstairs, 1-1. One pitch, low and in, 2-1. Fourteen RBIs for the sophomore pitcher. Strike on the outside corner. 2-2 the count. Let's see, breaking the pitch. Hit into the air to center field. Coming on is the center fielder. Going back and it's over her head. Hall misjudged. She didn't get her glove on it, so that'll go as a double for Trinity Lambert. Misjudged it, but didn't make a play, and Lambert out at second base. Lambert will run for herself, and Cassie Perkins will come up. Perkins hitting 404 with 6 doubles, a triple, and 9 runs batted in. The pitch to Perkins. Off-speed pitch that sails high. And it's 1-0. Well, no pitch. Most hit shallow right field. Coming on is the right fielder Wells and makes the catch. Here's a tag and going to third and getting there safely is Lambert. Runner at third with one down, and Kaylee Littleton will come up. Littleton hitting 404 with four doubles and seven runs batted in. Oh, it's in shallow right field coming on. As a right fielder, Wells makes the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. That will not be in time. And that sacrifice fly will tie the game up. Two down, one run in. Now in a 1-1 game. And Riley Howard will come up. Takes the pitch on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. Howard hitting 292. And a slow start offensively this season has come on lately. Got the average up to the 292 mark. Strike two, 0-2 with two down here in the inning. Two pitch, swung on and missed. A little fastball by her, net retires aside. But Rampagani gets a run on a hit. No errors, no one left on base. And after two complete, Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
9-1-2 up for Greenup County here in the third inning. Number 9 hitter Madison Ross, then back to the top of the order for Adrian Wells and Layla Matthews. Pitch just missed for ball one. Ross hitting 200. Bounces up there and it's 2-0. Oh. Got to come back and go get this batter. Make her hit her way on with the top of the order on deck. Two-0 pitch. Taken for a strike. 2-1 to count. One pitch. Swung on a miss. Tied her up with a look. Maybe a screwball. Certainly was running in on the right-hand hitter. Break-even pitch. Squibbed to the pitcher side. The first base side of the circle. The pitcher, Lambert, picks it up and flips easily to first base for the first out. Adrian Wells up. She was hit by a pitch leading off the first inning and was left stranded after Trinity Lambert retired the next three. Out right back at us for strike one. Wells hitting 361. One pitch. Fouled right back at us again. peppering the screen right in front of us, and it's no balls and two strikes. O-2. Just misses outside. It's one of those when Wells probably had a deep breath and said, is he going to call that a strike or not? Well, he didn't. And it's 1-2. One-two pitch. That one's hit in the air foul over the screen and out of play. Well, right way... Glass is one of our sponsors, so if you heard that breaking glass, you might want to check in with them on Monday morning. Fouled back again. Air announcer Jack Hughes got a little sound effects over here. One-two, bounce foul to the got a good crowd in the press box here. We got Jack over there taking care of things. We got a guy that can coach basketball and also pick a little bit and sing. And we got the Hall of Famer with us, Larry Sloan, sitting in. Swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch. Fourth strikeout for Lambert. And that'll bring up Layla Matthews. She hit a foul ground that Keely Littleton made a nice play on for the first out of the first inning. Wow. Holy smokes. I would imagine he's going to have to say that was low because it sure didn't miss the corner. 1-0 the count. Good pitch by Lambert. That was a little low, I would say, because Easton tried to frame it. And it's two balls and no strikes. Time called at the plate. Plate umpire awarded the timeout to Matthews. 2-0. Call strike. 2-1. Lambert sends in the 2-1 pitch and hits her on the knee. So Matthews is on it first with two down, and Skylar Lawrence will come on. She hit it off the end of the bat back in the first inning, and Ham at second made a catch. She's got some pop, does Skylar Lawrence. Strike right down the middle. No balls and a strike to Lawrence. Bevels bounce back up the middle. Wills charges, throws to first in time, and that retires the side. Shortstop to first baseman, and no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base after 2.5. Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference Banking with Family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's Masters weekend down in Augusta. Scottie Scheffler had a couple of bad holes and fell behind, but he's brought it back to seven under and leads by a stroke over Morikawa here in the third round of the Masters. Michaela Hughes swings and misses for strike one as we get this half inning underway. Who's in 308? Well, got a problem. With the right fielder, not sure what it is, but she's in talking with the coaches. Well, she's demonstrating that she can run down the right field line. And now she's shifting left to right. Still having a conversation with the coaches. And, okay, we're going to get back to action. That was Wells, not sure what the issue was. But she's still in the lineup. Oh, and one to use. One and one to count. One pitch, bounces off the plate, and it's two balls and a strike. Kegley pitches, it's looped foul off to the right, foul ground, and is not playable as it rattles off the fence down the first baseline. Two ball, to the number nine hitter for Round County. Top of the order, Diamond Wills. Waits on deck. Wills lines it to left field, and it's caught. On a diving catch by the left fielder, Ross. So, tough game so far that was Michaela Hughes that hit that one. Diamond Wills is coming up. So, both outfielders, right side and left side, have made diving catches in this game for Greenup County. Strike on the outside corner, an off-speed pitch. Wills was the victim of a good catch back in the last half of the first inning. Way outside, pitch is an off-speed pitch, and it evens it up at 1-1. Ooh. Wind picks up a little bit. Again, still from the left field corner to the right field corner. Ball's bounced foul between the coaching box and the third base foul line. Count remains a ball, two strikes. One-two pitch, grounded up the middle into center field for a base hit. Will's able to stay back long enough to direct it into center field. Hit number four for Round County. And that'll bring up Melena Hamm. She singled on a ball, a hard hit ball off the glove of the third baseman back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Bunts through it for a strike. Third baseman Matthews way in at third. 0-1 the count to Hamm. Steps up and slaps at that one. Fouls it at the feet of the catcher. And it's no balls and two strikes. Mike could have let that one go by for a pitch out of the strike zone, a ball. The 0-2 pitch swings and misses. Second strikeout for Kegley. Two down in the inning. And Easton will come up. Easton hit a fly ball to right field. It was caught back in the first inning. Keep an eye on Wills in case she may be running. Pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit into center field. Runners at first and second with two outs now for Round County. And Brindley Walker, who doubled. Round didn't score on that double because the runner was thrown out at the plate. And she was left stranded off the base paths. She hit this one off the wall, and the one earlier off the wall. She's out in front of this one. Swings and misses for strike one. Double was Walker's third double and seventh extra base hit. One's outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kegley deals. It's up high. Two balls and a strike. One pitch. Foul off to the right now to play, and it's 2-2. The outfield swung around to right for Greenup. Maybe it has to do with the wind blowing as hard as it is from left field to right field. But Walker smacked it off the left field wall her last time. 2-2 pitch. Swings and misses a good off-speed pitch, and that retires a side. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left for Round County in the third. And at the end of three, we're tied at one between Round County and Greenup County.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Greenup County will send up the middle third of its batting order here in the fourth inning. Maddie Steele, the catcher. Addie Bunt Branham, the first baseman, and Josie Kegley, the pitcher. Steele, a strikeout victim, as for the third out back in the first inning. She hits that one foul off to the right now to play. 1-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air, left side. Wills goes over from the shortstop position and makes the catch on just on the outfield grass in fair territory. And there's one down. Hattie Branham led off with a base hit in the second inning and scored on a sacrifice fly for the only run of the game that Greenup County has to this point. She takes that pitch in the dirt for ball one. Pitch hit foul over to the first base dugout occupied by Greenup County. 1-1 to count. Lambert steps on, pitches 1-1, low and inside, two balls and a strike. Pitches up and away, three balls and a strike. Base is empty with one down here in the fourth. Greenup County, a bat in the top half of the inning. Low and inside. First walk given up by Lambert. She has hit a couple of batters. Free pass puts Branham on and brings up Kegley. Kegley struck out swinging in the second. She fouls that one back over the screen for strike one. Oh, 1 pitch. Off-speed pitch out in front, swinging and missing was Josie Kegley. No balls and two strikes. And 2 pitch. Strike right across the plate on the inside edge, thigh high. And that's strikeout number 5 for Lambert. 2 down, and that'll bring up Kennedy McCoy, the designated player. Her sacrifice fly to left field has plated the only run of the game for the Lady Musketeers so far. She's out in front. Snap throw down to first base is not in time. Lambert in front, 0-1 and dealing. Snap throw down to... gets by again. Throw to second. It's going to be backed up nicely by Howard coming in from left field. So that'll be another second throwing error on Easton, the catcher. Branham's out at second base, and it's a no-ball, one-strike count to McCoy. Two-one pitch, hit in the air, middle of the infield, back in foul ground, now comes back, and it comes over the screen. And had a lot of spin on it. Straight up and then came back and dropped behind the screen. It protects the concession area and the press box. One, two, the count. Pitches inside. Nice play by Easton. Break-even pitch. Swung on and missed. And that's strikeout number six for Trinity Lambert. In this inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and no runners left on base. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest in the middle of the fourth. It's Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the nine locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality healthcare regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Hitters 5, 6, and 7 up first for Round County here in the last of the fourth. Trinity Lambert, Cassie Perkins, and Keely Littleton. Lambert led off the second inning with a double. Scored on a sacrifice fly by Littleton. That's Round County's run in this game. Pitch is low and away for ball one. One oh pitch, up high, off speed pitch, and it's 2-0. Two oh pitch, strike over a pretty extended outside corner, and it's 2-1. Two one pitch. Way outside, 3-1. Kegley sends in the 3-1 pitch. Bounce to the right side. The second baseman fields. That's Grayson. Throws to first, and there's one down. Cassie Perkins up now. She hit a fly ball to right fielder Wells. Her last time up. Way up and outside for ball one. One oh pitch. Two balls and no strikes. I don't know where the Greenup County team got its scouting report, but the center fielder is playing in right center field, and the left fielder straight away and left, and there's a lot of green grass out in the straightaway center field. Ground ball to the third baseman, charging as Matthews picks up, throws to first, and there's two down. Keely Littleton up with two down. She had a sacrifice fly to right field that, as we mentioned just earlier in this frame, played in Round County's only run to this point. Kegley's pitch is outside for ball one. One oh pitch. Misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Kegley gets the pitch. 2-0. Bounced down the third baseline, and it's in fair territory and not in time at first base. That'll be an infield single for Littleton. The eight hitter struck out back in the second inning. Here's the pitch from Kegley. Line drive, right field, base hit. Throw comes in, but does not keep Littleton from going from first to third on the base hit by Howard. And that'll be Michaela Hughes. She lined out to the left fielder her last time up. So runners at first and third with two down. Pitch upstairs for ball one. Pitch, line drive light at the third baseman, and that will retire the side. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left for Round County in the fourth, and after four complete, Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Well, we got a pause for some reason. Rennie Lambert warmed up and was ready to go. Well, we don't have an explanation for that. So we'll just check over here. Round County is scheduled to play Menifee County on Monday night. That game will be a youth night. The little sisters for this Round County team are going to be on hand, and there's also going to be a middle school game at the conclusion of the varsity contest. Charlie Grayson stands in. She's a strikeout victim to end the second inning. Pitch, line foul off to the right. Backing out of play. Strike one. Grayson, Ross, and then back to the top of the order for Adrian Wells. You got one pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Stuck that knee out there and tried to maybe get a free pass, but pitch was over the inside corner, for a strike. The 0-2 pitch. Again, pitch was in tight. She swung and got way out in front, hit it off the screen over on the third base side. Lambert, ready with the 0-2 pitch. A little bit high. One ball, two strikes to count. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 7 for Trinity. And that'll bring up Madison Ross, the left fielder. She grounded out to Lambert, her first time up. Pitch shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes it for a ball. Pitches inside, 2 balls, and no strikes. Lambert fell behind Ross 2-0 the last time she was up and able to come back and get her to ground out. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. Went after a off-speed pitch. Might have been a little high and had a half swing at it for strike 2. Outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ooh. You never know in a game where it's going to be a big pitch, but 3-2 to the 9-hitter with the top of the order on deck. This is a big pitch. And it's bounced back up the middle. Diamond Wills goes by behind second base with the bag. Throws to first in time. And there's 2 down. Wells up. She was hit by a pitch in the first inning and went down swinging in the third. Pitch in at the knees for strike 1. Pitches, check swing. Those pitches breaking away. May have gotten off that outside corner. The batter got the call on that, and it's 1-1. Certainly a borderline pitch at the very least. That's up and away. That wasn't borderline. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Lambert, 2-1. Pitch is hit on the ground to Littleton at third. Comes up throwing in time. And that retires a side. 1-2-3 inning. 5 in a row retired for Lambert. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base after 4.5. Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Top of the order up for Round County here in the fifth. Diamond Wills, 1-for-2 in the contest. Bunts it foul at the plate. It was an off-speed pitch up and away. She did bunt it, but it stayed in the left-hand batter's box. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Ooh. Pitch just caught the inside corner at the knees. It's no balls and two strikes. Oh, 2. Back to the pitcher on one hop. Kegley comes up throwing to first, and there's one down. Melanie Hamm up. She has singled and struck out in 2 trips to the plate. Pitch got in on the hands of Hamm. She tried to slap at it. The only place she could direct it was down the first baseline foul, and it's 0-1. Ball smacked back out in front of the plate. Pitcher gets it, throws the first. Oh, called her out. Didn't. Two down. That's probably a bad call. Lauren Eastham up with the bases empty and 2 down. Ball bounces up there. 1 ball, no strikes. One 0 pitch. Granted, well, the pitcher's going to take care of everything. 1-3, 1-3, 1-3 in that inning. Nothing doing for Round County in the fifth. And after 5, it's Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
Next time you're in need of tires, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires from major brands strives to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Michelin Tires from major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Big inning here for Trinity Lambert as she has the 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up here in the top of the sixth inning. Layla Matthews, Skylar Lawrence, and Maddie Stone. Maddie Steele. Matthews has fouled out to the third baseman and been hit by a pitch in 2 trips to the plate. Pitch bounces up there for 1. One 0 pitch hit in the air to left field. Howard coming on and makes a running catch. Skylar Lawrence will come up. She has popped out to the second baseman, and grounded out to the shortstop. Pitch right down the heart of the plate, belt high for strike one. He's on the ground, left-handed by Wills. Comes up throwing, not in time. Ball gets by the first baseman, but nobody can advance, so that'll be a base hit for Lawrence. Nice defensive play by Wills. Just could not get the throw over in time. And second hit of the game for Greenup County. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Maddie Steele, the catcher. Takes that one up high for ball one. Lawrence, 2-for-2 in steals this season. She's over at first base with one out. That's down low, two balls and no strikes. Go pitch. Ooh. Didn't miss by much. Three and oh. The runner at first and one down. Strike in at the knees. 3-1. Lambert deals 3-1. Foul tipped. Actually fouled back. Went off the catcher's mask and back to the screen. 3-2 the count. Full count and runner at first with one down in a 1-1 ball game here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Steele strikes out. Number 8 for Lambert. Two down. And Addie Branham will come up. The first baseman singled, moved to third on a two-base error, and scored on a sacrifice fly for Lady Musketeers' run back in the second inning. Swung on and missed. Count is now ball and a strike to Addie Branham. Ground ball into right field, a base hit. Charging is Hughes. Comes up, throws to third, and allows the runner to move up to second. Base hit for Branham. She moves up on the throw. So two down, runners at second and third. And Josie Kegley, the pitcher, up. She has struck out both times up. Two down in the inning. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for ball one. Well, pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. One pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Eastham. Two balls and a strike. First base is open with two down. Runners Again, it's second and third, and this is a 1-1 game in the sixth. 2-1 pitch. Foul back, and it's 2-2. Ready with the break-even pitch, and it's ball three up and away. Here comes the payoff. Ball four low, and the bases are loaded. That'll bring up the designated player McCoy. Two out in the inning. Got a courtesy run for the pitcher. Running is Morgan Collier. That's at first base. Pitch fouled back. 0-1 to count. Lambert ahead in the count, 0-1. It's high, 1-1. One pitch, way out in front of an off-speed pitch, and it's 1-2. Two pitch. Ball's hit in the air. Foul ground right side. Coming on and making the play is Perkins. And that retires a side. So Ram County dodges a bullet here in the sixth inning. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three runners left on base. In the middle of the sixth, Ram County 1, Greenup County 1.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ram County sends up the middle third of its batting order here in the last of the six. Brindley Walker, Trinity Lambert, and Cassie Perkins. Walker has doubled and struck out in 2 trips to the plate. Pitch, bounce back to the mound. That is 4 straight groundouts to the pitcher. 1 down, and Lambert will come up. Lambert doubled and scored on a sacrifice fly in the second inning for Round County's only run in the contest. Last time up, she grounded out to the second baseman. Pitch to Lambert, outside for ball 1. pitch. Bounces in front of the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Field pitch hit in the air, foul off to the right and out of play. Two balls and a strike to Lambert. Two-one pitch. Line foul, same way. Back to the right and out of play. That evens it up at two balls and two strikes. That one's lined to the right side. This one not quite as high. And just gets down the left field line foul. Excuse me, right field line foul. Comes the break-even pitch. Hit down the right field line in the air. Coming over is the right fielder, and Wells makes the catch for out number two. Cassie Perkins up. She has flied to right and grounded out to third in two trips. First pitch to Perkins. Bounces in front of the plate for ball one. One pitch grounded up the middle for a base hit. Two out single by Perkins. Hit number eight for the Lady Vikings, and Littleton will come up. She's one for one in the game with the only RBI for the Lady Vikings, a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. Pitch to Littleton, way outside. One ball, no strikes. Pitch. Ball's looped to the right side. The second baseman, Grayson, makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base for Round County in the sixth. We've played six, and it's Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Hitters 8, 9, and 1 up for Greenup here in the 7th inning. 1-1 game. Each team picked up a run in their respective halves of inning number 2, and we have been scoreless since. Grayson up, the second baseman. She has struck out twice in this game. She bunts it foul at the plate. No balls and one strike. It's like they're going to the last of the fourth inning over at the baseball field, and Round County is behind. Raceland 2-1. Swung on and missed by Grayson. 0-2 the count. Pitches downstairs. 1-2. Fouled off to the left. Count remains 1-2. Two pitch hit in the air. Foul ground. Easton comes back and makes the catch. One down, and Ross, the left fielder, will come up. She's grounded back to the circle and has grounded to short. Lambert, radio to work on Ross. Shows bunt, takes the pitch right down the heart of the plate. 0-1 to count. Yo, one. Hard one-hop shot to Ham at second. She makes the play, throws the runner out at first, and there's two down. Wells will come up at the top of the order. Been hit by a pitch, struck out, and grounded to third. That one's fouled back to the screen. 0-1. Tell you what, she is right on that plate. And she got hit to open the ball game. The 0-1 pitch. This is outside. 1-1 to count. Hit in the air, middle of the infield. And Easton calls, steps out into fair territory. And that retires the side. Nothing doing in the seventh inning for Greenup County. We go to the last of the seventh. Round County 1, Greenup County 1.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Hi, my name is Lynn Hunt with People's Bank of Kentucky in Moorhead. From checking and loans to personal savings and all your business financial needs, People's Bank of Kentucky is your preferred banking partner. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take time to get to know you and your unique financial needs. Come visit us at our new location at 2795 Kentucky Highway 801 North, next to Cave Run Motorsport. Make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. People's Bank of Kentucky, your hometown bank.
Well, Round County sends up 8, 9, and 1 hitters here in the last of the seventh inning. Howard, Hughes, and Wills. Pitch to Hughes, taken up. Excuse me, that is Howard up and away for 1. 1-0 pitch. Hit slowly to the second baseman. Fields the pitch that had a lot of English on it. Does a nice job to get it and throw to first for out number one. Kayla Hughes up. She has hit the ball on the button two times in this game. Once to the left fielder and once to the third baseman. First pitch to Hughes. Outside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Bounce foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. One pitch, up and away for ball two. Comes 2-1 pitch. Bounces up there and it's 3-1. Kegley. Deals 3-1. Ball's fouled off to the right. Out of play. And the count goes full. Payoff pitch. Upstairs for ball four. Brown County has the winning run on at first base with one down, and Diamond Wills coming up. She has lined to right, singled, and bounced back to the circle. We got time called for a visit to the circle by the coaching staff. Brown County will also have a meeting of its own. There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shocks to the chassis and your body, leaving you to mow faster and get more done. Take a test drive today. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg. Go online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Ferris, work hard, feel good. Hughes at first, 4-5 on stolen base attempts this season. Here's the pitch. Bunted foul at the plate. Well, that was sort of a drag attempt. You only need one run in this one and a sacrifice. You can't just square around and put it down. 0-1 to count. The 0-1 pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Bunted down the first baseline. And that will be not in time at first. There was no throw even made. And Round County has runners at first and second. And one down here in the seventh inning, needing only one run to put this one away. Melena Hamm comes up 1-for-3 in the game. Had a single back in the first inning on a shot right off the third baseman's glove, drawn in the way she is right now, as a matter of fact. Just a Hamm. Lets it down the third baseline. Foul. Rode the foul line quite a ways down before ducking into foul territory. The 0-1 pitch to Ham. Bunted foul at the plate. Spun out in front of the plate and then came back. The catcher, Steele, did a nice job to make sure that she did not touch that ball when it was in fair territory. So runners at first and second. One down and an 0-2 count to the batter. Took a swing at that one and bounced it foul off to the right. Count remains 0-2. Next up for Round County, number 3 hitter and catcher, Lauren Easton. Pitch goes to the screen, and that is going to move the runners up. Wild pitch sends Hughes to third and Wills to second. And okay, we're going to have another visit, I guess, to set up what they do on a fly ball. May bring an extra infielder in, as a matter of fact, and only leave two outfielders out there. If this were maybe a power hitter instead of Malena Ham, who is a good hitter, just not power-wise, pretty sure they would do that. Now we'll see what they're going to do as far as this case here. First base is open now with a 1-2 count to Ham. All right, the meetings break up. No shifting as far as things go with Greenup County. They will bring their outfield in so they can make sure they can make a throw to the plate. But all right. We're just about set to go. The play umpire is not ready. Now he is. The pitch. Swings and misses a rise ball. Only the fourth strike out of the game for Kegley. And Lauren Easton, who has flied to right, singled, and bounced back to the circle. Time called, and they are going to put Lauren Easton on. Intentional walk. Now bring up Brindley Walker. Walker doubled in the first inning, struck out in the third, and grounded one of four Brown County batters in a row to bounce back to the circle. Pitch to Walker, way outside for ball one. One 0 pitch, ball two, up and away. One thing you take if you put a runner on to load the bases up with two outs. Well, certainly one of the ways a team can score is with a walk of the unintentional variety. 2-0 pitch. Ball three, high. 3-0 pitch. Call strike at the knees. 3-1. Pitch. That pitch is down low. And Round County wins this one on a walk-off base on balls. In this inning for Round County, the seventh inning, they got one run on one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. And Round County wins it 2-1 over Greenup County. We'll be back to wrap this one up and talk about what the future holds for this Round County team as far as the 2A championship goes after this on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Round County gets a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. And walk-off fashion, they, no pun intended, they win this one 2-1 over Greenup County. Round County, two runs, nine hits, one error, nine runners left on base. Greenup County, a run, three hits, one error, and five men left on. Lambert, the winner, 5-3. Kegley, the loser, she's 6-1. Round County goes to 13-3 overall. Greenup County goes to 10-3. I guess, you know, the real question you probably have is about the 2A championship. Let's say this, Round County will play on Monday night against Menifee here. It'll be youth night. The little sisters for this Round County team will be to be here with their big sisters, be a part of the pregame introductions. And after the varsity game, there will be a middle school game that Coach Randy Wallace's team that he has at the middle school will play. Now, Bath County needs to play Powell County in the other side of the bracket of this 2A championship. If they do get a chance to play today, or did get a chance to play, we don't have any score, don't even know about that, then and Bath County would win that game, then Tuesday's game that is scheduled to be here at this field would be switched. And Round County would go to Bath County because Bath County has the right to host that 2A semifinal game, or excuse me, final sectional game. And then the Round and Bath would flip-flop the other game in the series, the seeding series for the district. Now, that's a possibility, but it's only a possibility if it's Bath County, the competition, and if they've had a chance to play Powell County and determine if they would advance to that championship game. But anyway, certainly be out on Monday night to watch the Lady Vikings play Menifee County and see the Little Sisters for this team, and also watch the middle school team play. Yep, let's check if I have any more information here. All right, Bath is going to play Powell County on Monday. So if that works out and they play that game and Bath County wins, then the championship game of the 2A section will be at Bath County on Tuesday night as it stands right now. That's the best we can give you. Certainly, we know that on Monday night we'll be having the Bath County Round County baseball game will be on WKCA 97.7, and the Tuesday game Round County baseball will be on WIVY, and it'll be here at the new baseball field here at Round County. Well, that's going to do it for tonight, and certainly a good game for both teams. Both teams played well. Round County fortunate to get the win. And I want to thank the folks of Greenup County for their assistance, the Round County staff for their help, the athletic staff at Round County. Owen Mundy on studio controls. So that's going to do it for this game. I tell you once more, the final score, Round County 2, Greenup County 1 in the semifinal round of the Class 2A championship in a Section 6 tournament. Until next time, this is Randy Stacey. So long, everybody.
You're listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Your home for Rowan County High School Athletics and 24-7 fun is 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.